Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay here on Pensacola Right Now. Pensacola Morning News. I usually fill in for Pensacola Right Now, so I got it all confused. So Andrew's out this week, and I'll be filling in for him today. So thanks for joining me here. Already a hot one this morning, 81 degrees. We do have a heat advisory in the area that's going to go on. It's going to be a high of 91 as early as 11 o'clock this morning, but the heat index around 108. So yeah, it's gonna be a hot one out there today. And it's raining off and on. We'll have showers all throughout the day. Tomorrow's supposed to be we could have some showers throughout the day, I guess what I should say. I don't think it's gonna have a very high chance. Kind of just depends on where you are in the area, but tomorrow's supposed to be thunderstorms, like tomorrow and Friday. So all right. So it's a pretty hot one to start off the day out there. I want to start off talking about this, a couple of stories here pertaining to gun violence. The U.S. Surgeon General had recently announced that gun violence is a public health crisis. Gun violence. That's from the U.S. Surgeon General. And I'm like, okay, what do they mean by this? Like, where do you go from this? USA Health's trauma surgeon was interviewed by WKRG and weighed in on this and like, you know, do you think gun violence is a public health crisis? The answer, quote, we in healthcare look at gun violence like a disease. This is from Dr. Williams Hogue. She said, out of the thousands of patients she sees annually as a trauma surgeon, about a quarter of them are suffering from gunshot wounds. And then she goes on and says this. When a patient comes in as a victim of gun violence, they have a 40% chance of coming back to the hospital, sustaining another gunshot wound. And 20% of those second gunshot wounds are fatal. And so just going along with that, I really don't like this term gun violence. Because clearly this is not just like this person who gets shot, who has a 40% chance of coming back to the hospital with another gunshot wound. What, you're just like walking down the road and they got, I mean, like she said, we look at it like a disease. Wait, so they're just like walking down the road like, oh man, oh, got another gunshot again. Just happened again. Just walking down the road, minding my own business. Got a gunshot wound. Like, what? No. It's clearly their environment that they are in. If they're sustaining a gunshot wound and have a 40% chance of sustaining another gunshot wound, I mean, I hate to tell them this, but if you removed all the guns in the world, if you could just magically snap your fingers, all the guns in the world were gone, then instead of a patient coming into your hospital with a gunshot wound, they'd be coming in with a bow and arrow wound, or they'd be coming in with a taser wound. I don't know. They'd be coming in with something, and there'd be a 40% chance that they'd return back to the hospital with the similar wound. It's not a gun violence problem. It's a violence problem. It's a conflict problem, which is what it seems like every time I fill in for Andrew or I fill in it for anybody else, I talk about a lot. Our society now, we've just become a society where everybody's our enemy. And in this violence that used to happen, used to kind of be in certain pockets, but now it's spreading everywhere because everybody's acting like this. Well, you're minding me. I gotta shoot you. I gotta take care of you. And it's like, whoa, we need to calm down a little bit. So going along with quote unquote gun violence or guns in general, another story here, a U.S. Supreme Court decision from this past Friday ruled that a ban on gun possession by people under domestic violence restraining orders can be upheld. In other words, somebody challenged So it's basically, if you have a domestic violence restraining order, you can't own a gun, or at least temporarily can't own a gun while that domestic violence restraining order is in place. And somebody challenged that, saying that just because somebody has a domestic violence restraining order should not bar them from owning a firearm. And the Supreme Court, with an 8-1 decision, so pretty unanimous, ruled that no, if you got a domestic violence restraining order, you can't have a gun. And the NRA quickly came out and said that this decision was narrow. Quote, unconstitutional laws that the NRA is challenging across the country that burden the right of peaceable Americans to keep and bear arms. This decision holds only that an individual who poses a clear threat of violence may be temporarily disarmed after judicial finding of dangerousness. Well, that's a good thing. I guess I don't understand. Like, we're seeing a lot of gun violence. We're seeing a lot of domestic cases. I read it in the online nationwide, where there's murder, suicide, and all these other kind of things like that. Now, at the same time, we've also talked about it many times. Just because you pass a law and you say, hey, if you have a domestic violence restraining order, you can't own a firearm, doesn't mean they can't get a hold of a firearm. I mean, how many times do we see these quote-unquote gun violent situations occur, whether it be on the streets or whether it be a domestic violence situation or a school shooting situation or whatever, where it turns out the assailant ended up getting the firearm illegally? And we see that all the time. And so these are the issues that we need to pay attention to. All right, let's go ahead and get... we don't do traffic on the fives at this time, do we, John?
No, we're good.
Oh, well, just tell me what the traffic is then.
Hold on a second.
I was all prepared to go to traffic.
I know you were.
We don't do traffic. Might as well just do traffic.
Anyway. Okay. Vehicle crash with injuries right now. No roadblock.
Stop playing. At 5:15 in the morning, we already got a vehicle crash.
You already have one. Okay. I can't make this up. Warehouse Lane and Truman Avenue over on the west side of Pensacola. Vehicle crash with injuries there.
Okay. All right. I was actually expecting you to say the roads were all clear. I wasn't expecting that response.
Caught you off guard.
So, okay. My bad. Going back in here again, 81 degrees here in the Pensacola area. You're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620. It's almost time for the Blackwater Pirates Great Mill Town Duck Race. It comes up on the 4th of July. It's 5,000 rubber ducks are going to be dropped into the Blackwater River and race downstream. The adopter of the first place duck, because that's what you do. So they drop in 5,000 rubber ducks. You adopt the duck. And so if your duck comes in first, you win $1,500. Second place is $750. Third place is $250. So you can adopt your duck by going to Blackwater Bistro over in Milton on 5147 Elmira in Milton. You can go to the Country Gym in Milton or the Beardless Brew House in Milton. So join us for the fun. Duck races begin at the base of the Milton Downtown Bridge, 5 p.m. on the 4th of July. So that's always a very fun event that goes on. The Blackwater Pirates Great Milltown Duck Race. So going back to this, I don't want to talk about that. Changed my mind. Hidden Valley Ranch Cheez-Its are hitting stores next month. It's just a limited time thing. I'm not a big Cheez-Its fan. John, are you a big Cheez-Its fan?
I'm kind of, but now that I know the ranch is coming out, oh boy.
Yeah, Hidden Valley Ranch.
That's so, right. The name brand.
The original ranch flavor. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big Cheez-Its fan either, but I would try these because yes. I do like the Hidden Valley Ranch.
That definitely does
sounds like a good thing. Speaking of which, there's a new trend going on when it comes to foods. Apparently, onion coffee. Now, you a coffee Ooh. Drinker, John?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm not either. So I'm not a coffee drinker, so I'm not one of those you know, since we're not base coffee drinkers,
right?
We're not those that would also try to experiment with different forms and types of coffee. But apparently, this sounds horrible to me.
Worse to me. I'm just being honest.
There's a trend of putting green onions. So it's not just regular onions, green onions, spring onions into your coffee.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. They put spring onions into a glass, muddle them, which means like crush them up, add ice, milk, and a couple shots of espresso so you make a latte out of it, and then you garnish it with more spring onions.
Then you'll have to brush your teeth afterwards because you'll have onion breath.
Oh, yeah. Onion coffee breath?
Yeah. Imagine that.
Isn't coffee breath already bad enough?
It is.
It's bad enough. Okay, you know what? My coffee breath is horrible. You know what? I want to make my coffee breath be a little bit more appealing, so I'm going to have onion coffee breath for a while.
That's right.
Then I'll revert back to the coffee breath, and everybody who complained about my coffee breath now will be grateful.
Uh-huh. They will be at this point.
Like, what the what? What is wrong with people? But once again, you know where this came from?
Where?
The TikToks. It came from the TikToks, and we know the Chinese own the TikToks. And this is also one of the ways that they're just trying to destroy America, because they know we're suckers for everything. And they're like, look, Americans, they're too good looking.
Mm-hmm.
They're confident. They're brash. We're going to bring them down a notch by giving them all bad breath. Introduce onion coffee to TikTok, and they'll drink it up like crazy and pretend like it's a trend, and they'll all have bad breath, and we, China, will be the winners.
Yes.
So
we'll have better breath than you.
Yes, exactly. That's what they're thinking. So, oh boy. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rosti filling in for Andrew, and coming up here next, I do want to talk about, I want to talk a couple of developments going on in the area. One of them pertain to food, one of them pertain to shopping. And I know one of them for sure a lot of people are excited about. The other one, I'm not familiar with it, and I'm interested in seeing if any of you are. So go ahead and get your text line ready, 850-437-1620. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3.
Texting enrolls you local. In recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pull me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pull me something tall and strong. So
Friday, y'all.
Got some country music playing right here on Pensacola Morning News. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for... I'm just kidding. I don't talk like that. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay. Andrew will be out the rest of this week. Who was that playing? Who was that band?
Jimmy Buffett. That
was a Jimmy Buffett
that
one?
That was.
Okay. I should have recognized it. So I'm not huge in the country, but I do know Jimmy Buffett, so I should realize that one. Speaking of country music, Post Malone announced his first country tour. Of course, he's got two singles he's already released. I Had Some Help that he did with Morgan Wallen and Pour Me a Drink with Blake Shelton. It's called F1 Trillion is his the album. It comes out in August, and he's going to set the tour for September. And guess what? One of the locations is going to be the Wharf. So if you're interested in Post Malone, I actually think the two songs are actually pretty good. I don't know if you've heard them. Have you had a chance to listen to them, John?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They're pretty good.
Are you a country fan?
Oh, yes. You know, okay. All my years on Cat Country.
That's true.
And still, you know.
Just because you can be on Cat Country. Look, man, I know Bobby Bones and who's, you know, he's national. He's not a country person. He became a country person.
He became one. See, I used to listen to classic country and all that, so I grew up on it.
Yeah, okay. No, Bobby Bones forever worked on alternative radio. Like when I was in Austin, he was in Austin, and he was on alternative radio. And then he was told, hey, we got an opportunity for you to go nationally syndicated, but you got to switch to country. He's like, okay, I'll start listening to country music then.
Right, exactly. For sure. Yeah, back in the 90s, I was on an alternative station too. So I've got a wide array of music.
There you go. Yeah, so Post Malone, first country tour. And when I found out he was going to be doing country, I had seen some charity event that was done during COVID.
Uh-huh.
He was, he played, it was with like Matthew McConaughey, put it on or whatever. And it was an online only thing. And they brought in a couple of country musicians and they brought in Post Malone and he sang acoustic. He pulled up acoustic guitar and sang some country song. I can't remember who it was or whatever it was, but he just did a tremendous job. I was like, what the heck? I didn't know he could do that. And then it was a short time after that, he's announced, like, he's like, I would like to work on a country album. And I was like, I bet he'll do a good job. And so far, these two songs that have been released are pretty good, at least.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens when the full album gets released in August. And then goes on tour in September, and one of the places will be at the Wharf. So it'll probably sell out just like everything else seems to do over there.
Right.
So, but kind of cool right there. Hey, it's Pensacola Morning News. It's 81 degrees. In the greater Pensacola area, depending on where you are. And it's going to be a high of only 91. I mean, not only, but you know what I mean. but the heat index, 108.
Whew.
So we do have a heat advisory going on in the area that will be going on until 7 p.m. tonight. Yeah, that's going to be a hot one. It's the... So if you know anybody that might be susceptible to heat... Because they maybe not have good air conditioning in their homes or whatever. Make sure you try to follow up with them. Follow up with your loved ones or your neighbors. Because, yeah, it's going to be a hot one right there. A couple of developments here to let you know about in our area. So one of them is a new Costco. You know, there's a Costco now that's planned for 9 Mile Road.
That's right.
And right at the corner of 9 Mile and Kemstrand Road. The plans have already been filed with the city. And so there's buildings. I know what you're thinking. Like, wait a minute. What are they going to do? There's buildings there. They're going to go ahead and demolish all of those buildings and in order to build this big, massive thing. So, but the buildings that will remain there will be the Dairy Queen,
mm-hmm.
the Wells Fargo Bank, is on the corner right there. So that's actually on the corner of 9 Mile and Kemstrand. And then the Sam's Seafood Restaurant. So those three things will remain, but the rest of the buildings are going to be all torn down and stuff for parking and for the Costco to go. So they've not been set for formal review yet, but that's what's been at least submitted. And I at first just saw the headline.
Right.
You know, Costco coming to Pensacola. Honestly, my first reaction was like, do we even need another one? Like, we have so many. We got BJ's. We already got Sam's. But then when I saw it's on Nine Mile, I thought, you know what, that kind of works. Like, it's so busy up there and it's growing, and that's probably a good spot to go. And
yes,
I just don't, you know, I do like Costco. I like something about all three of those types of places, you know, BJ's and Sam's. But so that's kind of an interesting one right there. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick, David.
Well, former President Trump could announce his pick for vice president as early as this week, according to NBC News. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, and, of course, Florida's Marco Rubio reportedly all high on that list of potential picks. And Bobby Ford recalling about 552,000 pickup trucks. Apparently, they've got a transmission issue. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the problem could cause the trucks to suddenly downshift into first gear.
Ooh.
This affects 2014 model F-150s. So if you've got one of those, watch out. That doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
No.
Yeah. So you're just in there driving, all of a sudden just get jerked right through the windshield. Sounds like a whole lot of fun. So, all right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. New York House Democrat Jamal Bowman, a progressive critic of Israel, loses his party primary to George Latimer. He's a county executive and former state senator backed by pro-Israel groups.
If you hold a strong belief, you still must work with other people who don't share that belief because America hangs in the balance.
Colorado House Republican Lauren Boebert wins a crowded primary after switching districts. 15 months after his arrest, Evan Gershkovich is on trail in Russia.
Russian prosecutors accused the Wall Street Journal reporter of collecting secret evidence about a Russian tank manufacturer on the orders of the CIA. Gershkovich, his newspaper, and the U.S. government reject the charges. U.S. President Joe Biden calls his detention, quote, totally illegal.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Court officials say the next hearing is scheduled August 13th. Journalists were allowed into the courtroom for a few minutes today before the proceedings were closed. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio Pensacola. And right now we do have already a steamy 82 degrees this morning. Don't expect any relief from that brutal heat today. The National Weather Service does have a heat advisory in effect again for northern Florida, all the way from the panhandle to the northeast corner. So that'll be from noon until 6 o'clock tonight. At that point, heat index values could be up to 112 degrees. Well, we are learning some more about that high-speed chase that ended on the Escambia Bay Bridge on Monday night. Sheriff Chip Simmons holding a press conference yesterday. He said it all started with the drive-by shooting on Aris Boulevard near Massachusetts Avenue. Simmons said more than 40 rounds were fired in that shooting. A 70-year-old woman was shot, and Simmons said that victim was fighting for her life in the hospital yesterday. Just before the shooting, deputies had been alerted by cameras about a stolen vehicle in that area, so they were already on the way there. When they saw that vehicle, they began the pursuit. Simmons says that ended with a pit maneuver on the Escambia Bay Bridge. At that point, three suspects exited the vehicle and jumped over.
The two on the left-hand side, one of them jumped and did not make the water. And he subsequently died from the injuries on the fall, leaving that vehicle. The third person we did arrest, that was Jacarius Etheridge. He's 19 years old. So right now, Mr. Etheridge is charged with attempted murder on the Aris Boulevard shooting.
And also charged with felony murder for the death of the other suspect. One other suspect then jumped on the other side of the bridge. That suspect had not yet been located as of yesterday, and deputies said they didn't know whether he made it out of that water or not. Canine Streeter also jumping over the bridge, chasing that suspect. The canine officer treated and released from the animal hospital. Sheriff Simmons said this shooting is believed to be retaliation for a different drive-by shooting in Pensacola city limits last week. Well, there were no injuries in a house fire on the 400 block of Old Quarry Field Road yesterday. Escambia Fire Rescue was called to that scene on Tuesday morning, and firefighters said about 50% of the home was engulfed in flames by the time they arrived. Firefighters were able to knock down the flames within 10 minutes of arriving. That's still under investigation. This November, Florida voters will decide whether the state legalizes recreational marijuana. One person firmly on the no side of that argument is Governor Ron DeSantis.
We got to keep our streets clean. We cannot have every town smelling like marijuana. We cannot have every hotel smelling, theme parks.
The governor said if Amendment 3 passes, it could turn Florida into the next San Francisco or Chicago, a place where you can always smell the odor of marijuana. DeSantis says he's hoping the measure is defeated in November. 534 News Radio Pensacola, and again, that heat advisory going to be in effect this afternoon. Already a steamy 82 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, 82 in Milton. Your next news at 6, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Two NASA astronauts have no set return date to Earth and are stuck waiting aboard the International Space Station due to several mechanical issues with Boeing's Starliner spacecraft. The pair were originally scheduled to return on June 14th, but have since had their return delayed multiple times. The mission was testing if Boeing spacecrafts could be certified to perform routine missions to and from the ISS. Ford is recalling more than 550,000 pickup trucks because the transmissions can unexpectedly downshift to first gear no matter how fast the trucks are going. Safety regulators said the downshifting can cause drivers to lose control of the trucks, increasing the risk of a crash. The recall covers certain F-150 pickups from the 2014 model year. Affected owners will be notified via mail next month. Futures are mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 299, the NASDAQ gained 220, and the S&P 500 up 21. That's your money now.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Can going to the shooting range relieve stress and anxiety?
Many Americans are starting to see the health benefits of spending time at the shooting range. Shooting increases mental capacity, boosts confidence, spikes adrenaline, and improves balance. Stop by Jim's Firearms and pick up all you need to head to the range. Jim's Firearms always encourages you to get out and shoot and know your firearm. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS. Online at jimsfirearms.net.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay right here in Pensacola right now. It's 81 degrees. Going to be a high of about 91 today, but a heat index of 108. So we are in a heat advisory today, and there's a slight chance it'll be like cloudy today, slight chance of rain. And then tomorrow and Friday is supposed to be thunderstorms, possibly thunderstorms all through the whole weekend. Congratulations to the University of Tennessee Volunteers. They've beat Texas A&M 6-5 in Game 3 last night to win their very first men's college World Series. So congratulations to them. And then also, the Florida Panthers defeated the Edmonton Oilers to win the NHL Stanley Cup. So now that made it 31. I mean, congratulations to Florida Panthers, obviously. That's awesome. I know there's a lot of people around here that I have some thoughts about that, but I'll share that in a second. I want to share this fact. There's now been 31 years since a Canadian team has won the Stanley Cup, dating all the way back to 1993 when the Montreal Canadiens beat the LA Kings. So there are 32 NHL teams. 7 of them are based in Canada. But it's been 31 years since a Canadian team has won the NHL Stanley Cup. So kind of crazy. All right, so the thought I was going to share about the Florida Panthers. I can't even remember even seeing anybody wearing Florida Panthers gear, seeing a flag out somebody's house, or anything like that until like the last month and a half, like during this playoff run. Now, all of a sudden here in the Panhandle, I've been seeing Florida Panthers, like people wearing Florida Panthers gear, Florida Panthers, seeing flags hanging outside people. I'm like, what the heck is that thing? A panther? Like, it took me like a little bit to like connect the dots. I was like, who's it? Like, I've seen Tampa Bay Lightning stuff in the past, but not the Florida Panthers. And now all of a sudden I'm seeing all the, I don't know. I'm just going to call people out. It seems like we got a lot of bandwagon fans going on here in Pensacola. That's what it looks like to me. That's all I'm saying. But I mean, if you've been like I've been a lifelong Florida Panthers. Of course, you can't be a lifelong Florida Panthers fan. They haven't been around that long. But still, it just was like, I don't know. It was a little suspicious to me to all of a sudden see all these Florida. I mean, that's good though. Maybe it's just Florida pride, right?
Right.
No, it's just Florida pride. Okay.
Go with that.
I just thought it was kind of crazy. I was trying to talk about developments a bit ago, and I didn't get around to this one. There is a new restaurant that's coming to the area. If you go to the website, smallssliders.com, go to locations, and they have Pensacola. Dropping soon. Pensacola dropping soon. Dropping? We talking about dropping. So apparently this Smalls Sliders is based out of Louisiana. Drew Brees is apparently a big investor in it. And their restaurant style is they have a few shipping containers that create the restaurant. So it looks kind of modern, but it's also fairly small, and it's just these little small sliders, and so I guess they say dropping because they, you know, when they're putting together the shipping container restaurant, they, you know, crane the shipping container and they drop it down. So they say the restaurant is dropping soon in Pensacola, and they sell sliders, waffle fries, and shakes. I've never had the Smalls cheeseburgers or whatever you call them, sliders. I've never had it. It's going to be, by the way, right here close to where we are, 5301 North Davis here in Pensacola. And it has a drive-through and a walk-up experience, and so, but I've never had it, and so I'm like, okay, is this like a big deal? Like, I don't know. So if you've had this Smalls Sliders, I'd like to know. Like, is it any decent? Any good? And if so, what do you compare it to? Because I looked at the pictures of it. Because when I first heard it, I was like, oh, this has got to be like another like Crystals or White Castle or right. something. But they don't look like that. They look like really. They actually look really good.
Look really
Not
good.
That Crystals isn't good, but these look like real burgers.
And looking at the website right now, oh boy, that does look yummy. Large fry, large russet potatoes, and signature seasoning. I wonder what the sauce and seasoning is.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I got questions. That's why I wanted to know. I was like, we got people questions. Who've, I'm sure, moved here from Louisiana who are going to be familiar with this. So, like, we got questions. We need to know.
Like, Baton how good Rouge, is this thing? Denham Springs.
Yeah.
Metairie.
It's been around. So,
yeah.
So it'll be over on North Davis coming up here. Well, I guess I don't even see when it was supposed to open. Just that they're going to be getting it started. So it's just announced that it's coming here. So it's kind of an interesting one right there. Another story I want to hit on, just now a completely different topic, is the presidential debate. Or the not the debate. So the presidential debate is coming up tomorrow night. And by the way, News Radio 92.3, we might carry it. we still don't know yet. Still trying to get permission to be able to carry it. So that's why you haven't really been hearing promotion about it on the air, because we haven't gotten permission yet. But if we can get it, even if it's the last minute, we'll carry it. But a lot of people are upset because the debate is Trump versus Biden. Okay, so why are people upset about that then? Well, they're upset about it because they want to see Robert F. Kennedy Jr. be part of the debate. So if you follow this Robert F. Kennedy Jr. story at all, like he was running as a Democrat. I mean, obviously his dad was a Democrat, right?
Mm-hmm.
His uncle was a Democrat.
Right.
But then he was very vocal about how the Democrat Party was stonewalling him in his campaign. And so then he eventually broke off and went to and basically just became independent. But when you go independent, of course, you lose even more. Oh, I don't want to say clout, but strength of your campaign. I don't know. It's something along those lines, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just recently announced here, like a couple weeks ago, that Robert F. Kennedy will appear on the Florida ballots. He will be as a Reform Party candidate. And so, this is the party that Ross Perot founded in 1996.
Oh.
And so, and if you follow presidential politics at all, you know Ross Perot was probably the independent candidate that had the most support in at least recent history. And so Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be on that ticket. He's going to be running the Reform Party ticket, and it's an interesting one because oftentimes, when somebody runs on a reform candidate or runs independent, I would use the most recent example when Trump ran last time. You had the Evan McMullen running as an independent.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were upset because they said all Evan McMullen's going to do is pull votes away from the Republican candidate. And, you know, that was the argument with Ross Perot. A lot of people believe that George H. Bush lost the presidential election to Bill Clinton because Ross Perot was on the ballot and took votes away from George H. Bush. What's interesting about this go-around is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I mean, if you haven't followed any of his stuff, I came across him on accident and during COVID, because you know I was pretty outspoken against the mandates and all this other stuff. And so then I come across his information and he was very outspoken about things and sending out warnings about the vaccination and how it wasn't properly tested and all this other stuff like that. And so I've been following him ever since then. And so what's interesting, when you follow him on his Instagram and all this other stuff, his ideals definitely line up more with, I would say, with the Republican Party. I would say Republican Party, or even libertarian leaning wing of the Republican Party, like a Rand Paul type of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, you think, okay, well, then in that case, you're telling me, Bobby, that Robert Kennedy Jr. will pull votes away from Trump. Not necessarily. I mean, he might pull some away, maybe not, but here's the thing. Because he was a Democrat for so long, a lot of Democrat supporters actually support him. They feel like the party's gone too progressive, too far to the left. And so they were supporting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And then when he said, look, the party's not supporting me, I got to go independent, a lot of those people are going to follow him over to the Reform Party in the election. And so this is an interesting candidate, because I think in this election particularly, he's going to get Democrat and potential Democrat and Republican voters that will vote for him. Will it still be enough to, as a third party candidate, to actually have, you know, a chance at all? Well, that's the argument from a lot of his supporters is, well, he's not going to have a chance if you keep excluding him from debates. And, but I'm conflicted on this. I understand the point that people make that, well, you can't have just any candidate on the debate stage. You got to have at least a decent amount of support. And with the two large parties being the Democrat Party, Republican Party, those are the ones that most everybody wants to see. So those are the ones that we're going to keep on there. And a third party candidate up there on the stage would just be a distraction because he doesn't have enough support anyway. So I understand that argument. But I also get the other argument, which is third party candidates will never have an opportunity. We'll never get a chance to actually make a dent in anything if we don't give them an opportunity to be treated like any equal and be on the debate stage and things like that. So kind of interesting one right there. So yeah, so Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be on the Florida ballot as a Reform Party candidate. It's Pensacola right now with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew right here. When we come back, I do want to talk a little bit about the a couple of laws that Governor DeSantis has signed into law recently. So I'll bring that up here next, right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Join Jim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's called Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text. We did get a text. I was talking about how Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Was running as a Democrat Now he's an independent, and now it's been official a couple weeks ago. He was announced that he will be on the ballot here in Florida as a Reform Party candidate, which is the party that Ross Perot started in 1996. And I was saying, but he's a unique candidate because I actually said he ideologically, he has shifted to more of a Republican slash, I would even say, libertarian leaning mentality and ideals. Yet he still has a lot of Democrat followers. So he could pull votes from both sides. I believe we got a text, John. What do we have for the text line?
Let's see here. Hold on a second. This says, but he's formerly Democrat by name. What's his stance on 2A?
Good question. So, so he actually said this in, last June, even. He said, basically, he supports the Second Amendment. That's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. And he refuses to infringe on Americans' constitutional rights and said this, quote, I do not believe that there is, within the Second Amendment, anything that we can meaningfully do to reduce the trade in the ownership of guns. I'm not going to take people's guns away. And then he says this, anybody who tells you that they're going to be able to reduce gun violence through gun control, I don't think is being realistic. So that's where he stands on it. I'll tell you, there's something, Instagram post he posted about a week ago, maybe a week and mm-hmm. a half, 2 weeks ago, about abortion. And so I was like, oh, okay, I want to hear this. And he basically shared how he's like, I believe that nobody will know what's best for their baby than a mother's intuition. And so we need to allow that. And then he said this. He goes, I believed that for years, and now I realize I was wrong. And he was like, sometimes you have to realize you're wrong and admit you're wrong and support protections and stuff. I was just like blown away. Like, when do you hear a candidate of any kind saying I was wrong about my position right there? Since then I've become educated more. And because that's what he talked about, is how he's become more educated about the issue and realized that we have to put protections in place for abortion. And so I was like, or not for abortion, but for babies. And so it kind of blew me away on that one. So, yeah, it's interesting candidate. But I just hate to say it, but their third party candidates just don't really have a chance. they're just not going to have a chance. So let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David.
Julian Assange, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, is pleading guilty to conspiracy charges. He reached a plea deal with the U.S. Justice Department that'll see him go free after spending 5 years in a British prison. Yesterday, Assange followed through on that deal and pleaded guilty to one felony count of conspiring to unlawfully obtain and disseminate classified information. A Hollywood.
So, go ahead. This is going to allow him to come back to him. The United States and travel and all this other stuff again.
Then. If he wants to, it would. A Hollywood workers union reaching a deal with the top studios regarding artificial intelligence. The International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees represents film and TV crews in the industry. Yesterday, they reached a 3-year deal with Disney, Netflix, and other major studios. That deal includes new pay hikes and protections against employees being replaced by artificial intelligence. The man accused of orchestrating the 1996 murder of Tupac Shakur is going to stay in jail. A judge denied a request to release Dwayne Keefe D., I guess that's his street name, Davis, on bail yesterday, citing concerns about where the bail money is coming from. 15% of his bail was being posted by a man named Cash Jones, an entertainment manager who apparently goes by the name WAC 100. And prosecutors say Jones wanted to record interviews with Davis before and after his release from jail. That would violate the judge's order to not profit off of the whole situation.
So what if we all just, like tomorrow, just all had rapper names?
We all need street names, that's for sure.
That's right.
What would yours be? What would you go by?
Me?
What'd you go by? Think about it. Like, if tomorrow, like from now on, we have to legally change our names to street names, and that's our legal name, and that's what you go by from now on.
I'm thinking Sweet Davey.
Sweet Davey.
Sweet Davey. Yeah.
All right.
What about you? What would yours
be? John?
You know, I don't... Big John? I don't know.
Big John.
Big John.
No, I can't think of anything. I'd just go by like B-Raws.
There you
like,
go.
I'm not very creative in that area right now. So.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.